Hi, this is Greg Braden with the spontaneous healing of belief, shattering the paradigm of false limits. In the instant of our first breath, we're infused with the single greatest force in the universe. That force is the power to translate the creations of our mind into the reality of our lives. To fully awaken such a power, however, requires a subtle change in the way we think of ourselves in life, a shift in our beliefs. Just the way a sound creates visible waves as it travels through a droplet of water, our belief waves ripple through the quantum fabric of the universe to become our bodies, as well as the healing, abundance, and peace, or the disease, the lack, and the suffering that we experience in life. And just the way we can tune a sound to change its patterns, we can tune our belief to preserve or to destroy all that we cherish in this world, even including life itself. In a malleable world where everything from atoms to cells is constantly changing to match our beliefs, new discoveries now show us that we are limited only by the way we think of ourselves. This audiobook is dedicated to our acceptance of such an awesome power, and our knowing that we're never more than a belief away from our greatest love, our deepest healing, and our most profound miracles. Introduction. There are no watchers. Pioneering physicist John Wheeler once said, "If you haven't found something strange during the day, it hasn't been much of a day." For a scientist, what could be any stranger than discovering that by simply watching our world in one place, we've somehow changed what happened somewhere else? Yet this is precisely what the revelations of new physics are showing us. As far back as 1935, Nobel Prize-winning physicist Albert Einstein acknowledged just how unsettling such quantum effects can be, calling them spooky action at a distance. In a paper that he co-authored with physicists Boris Podolsky and Nathan Rosen, he stated that no reasonable definition of reality could permit these effects of what is now called quantum strangeness. Well, today, it's precisely such bizarre anomalies that have ignited a powerful revolution in the way we think of ourselves as well as the universe. For the better part of the 20th century, scientists struggled to understand what quantum strangeness is telling us about the way reality works. It's a documented fact, for example, that human consciousness influences quantum energy, the very stuff everything is made of, under certain conditions. And that fact has opened the door to a possibility that pushes the limits of what we've been led to believe about our world in the past. A growing body of evidence now suggests that these unexpected effects are more than just isolated exceptions. The question is, how much more? Are the effects of observers that influence their experiments actually a powerful window into the kind of reality we live in? And if so, then the next question is this: are those effects also telling us who we are within that reality? Interestingly, the answer to both questions appears to be yes. These are precisely the conclusions that the new discoveries suggest, and they're also why I've written this book. Scientists have shown that while we may think we're only watching and observing our world, in fact, it's impossible for us to simply watch anything. Whether our attention is focused on a quantum particle during a laboratory experiment, or anything else for that matter, from the healing of our body to the success of our careers and relationships, we always have expectations and beliefs about what we're watching. Sometimes we're consciously aware of them, but often we're not. It's these inner experiences that become part of what we're focused on. By watching, we actually become part of what we're watching. In the words of Wheeler, that makes us all participators. The reason? When we focus our attention on a given place in a moment of time, we involve our consciousness. And in the vast field of consciousness, it appears that there's no clear boundary that tells us where we stop and the rest of the world begins. When we think of the universe this way, it becomes clear why the ancients believed that everything is connected. As energy, it is. As scientists continue to explore just what it means to be participators, new evidence points to an inescapable conclusion, that we live in an interactive reality where we change the world around us by changing what happens inside of us, our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. This realization leads us to our first code in the spontaneous healing of belief. Belief code number one simply states, experiments show that the focus of our attention changes reality itself and suggests that we live in an interactive universe. The implication of this statement is that from the healing of disease and the length of our lives, to the success of our careers and relationships, everything that we experience as life is directly linked to what we believe. The bottom line to the implication is simply this: to change our lives and relationships, to heal our bodies, and bring peace to our families and nations requires a simple yet precise shift in the way we use our beliefs. For those who accept what science has led us to believe for the last 300 years, to even consider that our inner experience can affect reality is nothing short of heresy. The very idea blurs the safety zone that has traditionally separated science and spirituality and us from our world. Rather than thinking of ourselves as passive victims in a place where things just happen, for example, for no apparent reason, this consideration now places us squarely in the driver's seat of life. In this position, we find ourselves faced with undeniable evidence confirming that we are the architects of our reality. With this confirmation, we also find that we have the power to make disease obsolete and relegate war to a memory of our past. Suddenly, the key to catapult our greatest dreams into reality is now within our reach. It all comes back to us. Where do we fit in the universe? What is it that we're supposed to be doing in life? What could be more important than answering these questions, understanding what this revolution means to our lives, and discovering what it means to you? In a world where the greatest crises of recorded human history now threaten our future and even our survival, the stakes just couldn't be higher.